This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, November 23rd. ETFs are launching at the rate of one a day in the U.S. and four a day globally. There are now nearly 2,000 listed in the U.S. as asset managers compete for a share of the fast-growing $2.4 trillion market. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says an ETF middle class is emerging.
If you look at the number of ETFs that have between 100 million and 1 billion, there's 575 of them, right? That's in between a flop and a blockbuster hit, right? It's like it makes enough money to live on. So that's 575. That's just about one third of all products are profitable, chugging along. Some of them will actually make it up into the billion-dollar club and be real big hits.
Balchunas says while investors are spreading their assets among these hundreds of ETFs, there is an area that traders focus on.
Where you do see a concentration and an inequality is in volume. 12 ETFs, the top 12 most traded ETFs account for half the volume. So that is a whole nother story. So while assets are spread around, volume tends to be concentrated around just a handful of products. But that shows an industry that, again, was first launched for trading, but has developed into products that are for long-term investors and retirement savers.
The rate of new launches should continue. ETF.com says there are more than 1,200 ETFs in registration with the SEC. And as more ETFs come to the market, liquidations are also speeding up. 580 have been liquidated. According to Balchunas, the stigma associated with liquidating an ETF was lessened when industry leader BlackRock began closing some unwanted products. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.